All right, where's Mike Maroney? Where's Mr. Meatball?
Oh, he's right in here. Come on in.
We have a jingle for him. Hold on.
Mr. Meatball, Mike Maroney.
There he is. Mr. Meatball is here. Here, just pick. Now, a lot of people listening don't know who Mike Maroney is because they're not from here. And a lot of people in this area love Maroney. It's called Maroney, when I recall your restaurant. It's just called Maroney, wasn't it?
Northport, it's Maroney Cuisine. The new one in Manhattan is going to be called Maroney Hot Pots.
Oh, there's a new one in Manhattan.
Ah.
Yes. Get close to the microphone. We got to talk to you.
Okay.
Now, the reason why the whole world needs to hear Mike Maroney's story is this. You're a friggin' genius with this hot pot thing.
That's what people tell me.
Yeah, you really are. What you do is you go to Maroney Cuisine in beautiful Northport, Long Island, which is a stunning little, you know,
great little town.
Right on the water. It's really gorgeous.
Right.
And so you say, I'll take a hot pot. And what do you give me when I get a hot pot?
You get a pot of freaking meatballs.
Yes.
Right. You get a hot pot of spaghetti and meatballs.
Look at that.
The pot's yours to take home, and it's a high quality pot. It's homemade. It's fresh. It's all top quality ingredients, and it's just sick. It's crazy.
This is your grandmother's meatball recipe?
Right. My grandmother made, you know, like everybody's grandmother makes the best meatballs, but, you know, my grandmother really did.
She really did?
Yeah, she really did.
She knew what she was doing.
She kicked ass. Right, she was good.
So a lot of people who aren't from the East Coast or the Northeast don't really understand meatballs. They don't get them. I mean, it really is, to me, it's a local thing. It just is.
Meatballs are different. You know, everybody has a different recipe. My grandmother was from Naples, and you know, she came over and she immigrated from Italy, and she didn't have a lot of money. Meatballs are really descended from Italy, but they were brought to America back when nobody had any money, and they stretched the meat with eggs, bread, cheese, whatever was laying around. So my grandmother was just an excellent cook, and she just so happened to put a lot of eggs, a lot of bread, a lot of cheese, not a ton of bread, and, you know, simple flavors, you know, simple, you know, like Romano cheese from the sheep, real sharp, and they're super tender, and they're sick.
So
they're good.
They really are. And he's been eating them his whole life, and he's still not tired of them. And he just pulled the top off the pot, the lid off. Can you smell that?
Yeah.
I know.
The whole studio smells. The limo way in, the whole pot smells like, I think it had like an Italian meatball spinning on the top of the
truck. It's true. It's like an old Italian lady farted in here.
So good.
It's kind of fantastic. Anyway, so you go to Maroney Cuisine and say, I'll take the hot pot. So they give you this. It's a metal pot.
Metal with stainless steel rim.
Right. It's got the spaghetti and the sauce and the meatballs in it. And when you're done, you take it home.
Yeah.
And when you want more, you bring it back, and they throw more meatballs and spaghetti in
there.
Nice.
Right. And the cool thing about it is that, you know, when you pick it up hot, let's say if you come into Northport and you picked it up hot at 6 o'clock at night, and you put it in your car and you take it home, put it on a table, at 7 o'clock, it's still pretty hot.
Yeah.
And at 8:30, it's still pretty hot. And by the time you put it in the refrigerator at 9, and then the next morning you wake up before you go to work, you stab a meatball and you eat it cold.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
You know that you're going to do it.
And I have. And I will continue to do that. And you can't stop me.
Oh.
Right. So the magic of the meatballs, the way he delivers them to you, it's just the best idea ever. So Maroney, you've been doing, Maroney Cuisine's been going on for what, 20, how many years?
Not 20, about 15.
Because I think I met you when you first opened.
Literally first opened.
Exactly. My friend Dana turned me on to it. We used to come out and we'd eat these things all the time.
Right.
Now he's moving, he's opening a shop in Manhattan, which scares the hell out of me.
Why?
It's scaring me too.
Because why?
Why? I don't understand.
Mike, tell her, hold on, where's the jingle? Hold on, we by contract, we have to play this.
Mr. Meatball, Mike Maroney.
Okay. Now, because you know how much it costs to open a place in Manhattan? It's impossible.
Okay.
I mean, you have to win.
You have to sell a lot of meatballs.
You do.
You got to win. We've been we've been doing this for 3 years. It took 3 years to come to fruition. We're in with some seriously smart.
Rich.
What's that?
Rich.
You know, we're with some really top food industry leaders that really took us to the next level. And we're going to start up on 77th and 2nd. And we're going to see how this thing flies.
He's going to conquer the world. You watch.
Yeah.
So I saw you not too long ago, Bobby Flay's Throwdown.
Throwdown with Bobby Flay. That was, right. That was still repeats today. I could still get calls, people saying that they saw me on TV.
He showed up in Mike Maroney's backyard and did a meatball challenge.
And I really was surprised.
Yeah, well,
really?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing.
I really was.
Those really are surprised. No one knows he's coming.
Right.
And it, so if you see Bobby Flay walking into your restaurant, lock the friggin' door. Because, you know, sometimes he wins these throwdowns, but it so happens you beat him with the best meatball.
I did.
Yeah. I just sent a text to him, and he said, tell him I said hi. He's a good guy.
Well, Bobby Flay was one of my, I think I bought, like, one of his first cookbooks. He was always good. I was always inspired by him. He's a good guy.
So what is it about Italian food? What is it about Italian food that people who aren't from an Italian family don't get?
Well, I mean, you know, I have a lot of friends that are Italian, and I've gone to their house, and, you know, like their Nona or their grandma or their mother or their father or their uncle, whoever, Uncle Joey, Uncle Vinny, who makes the best meatballs.
Right. It's a big contest, and there are family fights over this.
Oh, yeah. And you know, some people make really good meatballs, and some suck really bad. I mean, you know, and these people think that they're really, really good, but they're not. So... You know, like if you like this meatball, for instance, like people will come in and, you know, like when I first opened up, people are like, oh, I only eat my mother's meatballs and my grandmother's meatballs.
It's a very personal thing, the meatball.
Very, very personal. And I take it personal, and it's personal to me. And I say, look, here's the deal. Your grandmother's might be better than mine or your mother's or whoever's, but there's no way you can tell me that mine aren't good.
Right.
There's no way.
But this is the argument in every Italian household, and it's really about sauce.
Right. And then, you know, that was a big thing, you know, because when it all started back in the mid 90s when I had some hotshot stockbrokers call me up when I had another restaurant in Nassau County called Mirepoix, and I had come up with this idea with the meatballs in a pot, because this is what when I was a kid going to work on Sundays with my dad.
Right.
My grandmother and my father's boss on different days would switch up on different weeks who made a pot of cacciatore, who made a pot of meatballs, who made a pot of Sunday sauce, who did this,
who
did that.
It's all about the pot.
It's all about the pot. And, you know, I lost my train of thought. Where was I just saying?
Well, no, you're just talking about how, I don't know, what were you saying?
about the sauce.
About the sauce.
Oh, about the sauce and about the meatballs.
Come on, Mike Maroney.
About
the sauce.
Because some people.
Hit the button.
Hit the pump button.
Mike Maroney just used he just used the brown word. Now, here's the thing. We're talking about sauce, and I'll bring it home for you. If you're used to your grandmother's sauce being chunky,
right.
That's what sauce should be for the rest of your life.
Right.
And so there's a million different sauces. You may think someone's sauce sucks, but their family may love that sauce.
Right.
It's such a personal thing.
Right.
That's why all you Italians, I'm Scottish. We don't have any food. I mean, we have nothing.
Bangers and mash.
What do you mean? Hello. So I watch you Italians. You're like, you're all nuts. You're all fight over your. They're all good sauces.
It's passion. It's passion.
Oh, is that what that is?
Passion.
Well, look, congratulations, by the way, on many years of Maroney cuisine doing so well. Someone just sent a text saying when she first moved to Northport, she went to your restaurant. It was her first orgasm in Northport, she said. I don't know. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
you very
much.
Does your wife know that you did that to someone?
Maria, yeah. Uh-huh.
So now they're going to be opening a 77th and 2nd here in the city. So next time, if you're in the city, or you're working in the city, you're traveling to the city, you got to get a hot pot.
Get a hot pot or get a cold pot, take it home and make it hot yourself.
I know. Thanks for only using one foul word today.
Well, that's fine. I've grown in my old age.
Yes, you have. Oh, wait, hold on.
Mr. Meatball Mike Maroney.
All right. Enough of that. We just wanted to say thank you. And these meatballs are such a gift. We thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Mike Maroney, Mr. Meatball. We take the sauce and the meatballs very seriously on the show, and I just gave you proof right there. Don't mess
with it. Grazie.
Didn't you used to sell these on the Home Shopping Network or something?
I almost got to do that, but I sold them in a box in like a cryovac bag.
Yeah, it's not the same.
A bunch of baloney.
Thank you, Mike.